We're starting the work of Rav Nissim Gaon, Sefer Ma'asiyot, the Book of Stories. And Rav Nissim Gaon, Rav Nissim Bar Yaakov, writes in the introduction to this work, he says, "My master, my friend, may the Creator watch you, and the one who fashioned you in your mother's womb help you, and give you long life, and help you remove your muzzle. You wrote me beautiful letters in which you were very upset, and you told me how your worry and your troubles are wiping you out after you lost your son, and may God fix your fence and remember you with giving you children that will live a long life. And you mentioned in your letter that you want to read a book that will comfort you and make you happy, help you overcome your worries and your sorrows. And you told me that the Gentiles have a book that speaks about how people, after troubles, get salvation. And because I honor you and this was your wish and I respect your wish and I honor your wish and you're so important by me, and I know how much you want the words of Torah, and so you asked me to write a book of the Torah with this concept, to give you strength after times of trouble. You wanted a work that tells the stories of our sages, of our pious people, so that you don't have to read works that are external to our Torah. So I hastened to do what you asked, even though I don't feel worthy of writing any book, but I want to do what you asked, I want to do what you seek, and I want your affection. And therefore, this want has blinded me beyond the fact that I'm not worthy of writing this. And I ask of God to help me and assist me in a straight path to the truth. And I've introduced this work about what I'm doing because of how much I respect you and how I value you and how much I value your wisdom. And furthermore, because I'm confident in the Creator that He will give me much wages and for my actions in the world to come, as our sages said, how great are the wages of a person who can make someone worried happy? How great are the wages of someone who can help a person who is sighing and one who can appease a soul that is hurting and sad and speaks to the heart of a person who is in pain from the afflictions of life and sighing? And the wages are great, and the wages are whole from the Creator." And now he begins with his first story. And we have to know that when he quotes stories, he's a Gaon, talking about one of the greatest sages we had. And the things he quotes, some of them we know the sources for, some of them we don't know the sources for. Even the things we know the sources, he embellishes the stories. And he's not embellishing the story the way a regular person would. He's embellishing it out of tradition. So when he embellishes a story, it gives us tremendous insight when he adds points to the story. And he's building concepts of Jewish philosophy with his stories. So the stories on one end are great stories to know. They're great stories we'll be able to tell our children. They're great stories for ourselves. And a story can sometimes move us much more than learning many other works. We have to know to value what he's saying, and every word that he's saying, I'm going to try to translate as accurately as possible. So he just said, we see how much God values people who make other people happy, who could help people overcome their sorrows, and he's going to quote a story to back that. Our sages teach us that Rabbi Baroka was once walking in the market until Eliyahu came toward him. He appeared to him and started speaking to him. And Rabbi Baroka said to him, "Is there anyone in this market that's going to merit the world to come?" And Eliyahu said, "No." So he's walking in a marketplace, and there are Jews and non-Jews, and he just asked Eliyahu, "Is there anyone here that's going to merit the world to come?" And what does Eliyahu say? "No." They're still talking, and the person passes before them, and he's not wearing tzitzis. And he's dressed completely not Jewish. He's wearing black shoes, which in those times was something that the non-Jews did. It was a way that they showed their extra pious. And Jews didn't wear black shoes. And Eliyahu tells him, "That man that just passed, He's going to get Gan Eden. He's getting to the Garden of Eden. So Rav Broka sees this person. He's not wearing tzitzis. He's not dressed like a Jew. And Eliyahu tells him he's getting Gan Eden. So Rav Broka calls out to the person, and the person doesn't answer. And he asks Eliyahu, "Give me permission. Let me go talk to him." And Eliyahu says, "Okay, go ahead." So he runs after the person, and the person tells him, "I am in charge of the jail. I'm in charge of the Roman jail. And what I do is, when I have people to put in jail, so I put the men separately and the women separately. And at night, I put my bed in between the men and the women, and I watch them all night long, because I'm worried about the women that the men that are in jail shouldn't take them forcibly. And when they put a Jewish woman in jail by me, I do my best to watch her and save her. One time, they put a Jewish woman in the jail, and she was a married Jewish woman, and I saw that the men in jail were conspiring to do an improper thing with the girl. So I took a pile of grapes that I had left over from wine that I had pressed. So I had the pieces of grapes that were there, and I gave her, and I said to her, smear yourself with these, and when they come near you, tell them that you're menstruating. And that's what she did, and this way she was saved. No man came close to her. So Rabbi Broka said to him, tell me, why do you wear black shoes? Why do you wear a cape without tzitzit? And that's not the way Jews behave. So he told him, because I come before the king. And I don't want them to recognize that I'm Jewish. Because this way I hear what they're going to decree against the Jews. And then I rush and I tell the sages so that they should call days of fasting. They should pray to Hashem to undo their gzeira and undo their plots against us. Rabbi Broka said to him, how come I called you didn't answer me? So he said, they told me that people were gathering by the king to make a new gzeira against the Jews. And I was rushing to tell the sages so that they go before God to plead before him and ask him to save what the remnants of Jewry. Rabbi Broka was still talking to Eliyahu, and two people passed before them. And Eliyahu said to him, they too are going to inherit Gan Eden. So Rabbi Broka called them and he asked them, what do you guys do? And they told him, our custom, what we always do is when we hear there's a person who's bitter, worried, in pain, a person who's afflicted, we go to his house and we comfort him and we speak to him and we try to make him happy and we try to remove his sighing, his worry, his sorrow, and we try to help him get out of the things that have happened to him, the troubles that have surrounded him, until we can comfort him and strengthen his heart and strengthen his soul. And then he can float again, he can smile and be happy again. Says the Ran, says Rav Nissim Gaon. And in this work, I will mention what I know, what I've known, and the things that, the different things I know from different proofs and stories, and about all the people who had afflictions and were saved from them, people who Hashem helped them out. And even though there are few stories about few people among Israel, I'll mention them, and so too I'll mention what happened to the Jewish people in general, situations where they were in danger and God saved them, except for what's mentioned in Megillas Esther and Megillas Hashmonai and in the books of Tanakh, that I don't have to mention. And the different sorrows that happened to the Jewish people and God saved them, the works that everyone knows, I don't have to mention. But I'll mention stories that people don't know, only a few chachamim. And I ask you, whoever sees my work, and I make you promise in the name of God that if you see a mistake, fix it, cover it up. Because, you know, even the wise and the pious, they err. Didn't King David, may he rest in peace, say, Shgiyot mi yavin? Who can understand, who can overcome error? Certainly I, who am so little, I who am so disgraced, and I pray before my Creator, and I ask before Him to assist me in that which I seek, to help me, to help others, and I ask Him as King David asked, May your hand assist me, for I have chosen to go with your laws. And I trust in my master, and I take cover in him, for I know that I won't be shamed, and I know that whoever has faith in him isn't shamed, just as it says. And I am Hashem, and those who have faith in me aren't shamed. And Bezat Hashem, we're going to continue the work over here next week. And again, he's going to work with throwing at us the concept and then getting the stories from Chazal to illustrate the concept. But he's working with stories to build our faith, to build our strength to deal with difficult times. I want to end with a personal note about this work. You guys know I had 3 months for my wife, and then my son was in the hospital, and I didn't exactly have time to get much learning done. So I was fortunate that when this all began, I said to myself, boy, this is tough. How am I going to deal with this? Let me see what the Ran had to say. And I grabbed this book off the shelf, and wherever I go, I have this with me. And aside from the fact that this gives a person strength in times that are difficult, this also is the type of work which, if you only have 5 minutes to read, you can read for 5 minutes. So if I had 5 minutes where I have to wait for a doctor or for my wife or something else, I'd pick this up, read it, and next time I had 5 minutes, I could read more. And on the one end, it's interesting. Even when it's hard to focus, if you're running on a little bit of sleep, you can easily focus on a story. And on the other end, you're not just reading stories. You're reading stories that the Ran, Rav Nissim Gaon, wrote, stories that are based in Chazal, stories that help us catch fundamentals of Jewish faith.